Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Herbie, let's talk some Bulls. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
The Bulls will take on the Nets tonight. It's a late start, and it's the national game. By the way, I do think it's interesting that Bulls fans are like, man, we're going to get some of these national games. And then you're like, oh, yeah, then we don't get Adam Amin and Stacey King. You will get Chuck and Bill, though. You'll be able to hear pregame right here on The Score starting at 8:45 tonight. Cody Westerlund covers the Bulls for us here at The Score. He's great at it. We usually have him on Tuesdays at 12:20, so you should make that appointment listening. Mark it down in your calendar right now. We usually have him at Tuesdays, but because of the Bear stuff, we had to move him. So we moved him to today, which is great because we can talk about what the Bulls did last night and preview tonight's game. He joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Cody, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. A couple of texters are asking this question. I think it's a legit question. How can Kyrie play here because of some of the COVID rules that are in place for Chicago?
It's because professional athletes who are non-residents have an exemption under the policy as mandated by the city of Chicago. So it applies locally to people here in Chicago going to the United Center. In a way, kind of like the New York City mandate applies to Kyrie in New York City, but not elsewhere. So professional athletes are exempt on visiting teams.
Okay, so that's how Kyrie can play. And he had a spill in the last game, but it looks like he's okay and he will play tonight?
Yeah, so he has an ankle sprain. He is listed as questionable on the official injury report here this morning and this afternoon still, but he said he's going to play. The Nets want to reintegrate him and play him as much as possible, considering he can't play home games or games at Madison Square Garden against the Knicks or games in Canada. So he can play in fewer than half the game. So I think he'll be ready to go tonight. That is the plan. James Harden has a knee problem that also has him listed as questionable. He's probably a little bit more in doubt than Kyrie. So we'll get probably close to full strength teams for these guys tonight. The Bulls obviously still have Alex Caruso out in COVID-19 protocols. We should be close to full health, but it might not be full health for both teams. We'll have to see.
How does Kyrie change what the Nets do?
Well, the Nets, as good as they have been offensively last year when Kyrie and James Harden were playing, when it's been kind of the one-man show for Kevin Durant or when James Harden has been hobbled, he obviously had the offseason hamstring issue that kind of bled into the start of the season. Their offense has not hummed like we've seen before. It has not lived up to its star power and reputation, and that's because they've lacked shooting. Joe Harris has been out for them, obviously. Patty Mills, they got on a mid-level exception, has actually been really good for the Nets, but they still just haven't had enough shooting really around Kevin Durant for long stretches, and James Harden hasn't been as explosive as he used to be, which is a big concern for that organization moving forward, not just this year, but into the future. How do they handle his contract status in future? What's he want to do? Does he want to stay in Brooklyn? But Kyrie is one of the most dynamic scorers in the NBA. Phenomenal shooter, phenomenal isolation. one of the best finishers in NBA history at the rim for being a guard and his size and such. So he completely raises the ceiling of their offense. They've basically been, when Kyrie, Harden, and Kevin Durant have been on the floor for, I think, 16, maybe 17 games total in their Nets career together, they've basically been the best offensive in NBA history if you extrapolated those numbers. So they are an absolute juggernaut when they're all healthy and rolling, and the Nets might have that tonight. But either way, they're going to have a lot more firepower, it sounds like, than the last couple times they met the Bulls this season. And the Bulls won one close one and blew the Nets out once as well. So they're up 2-0 in the season series.
Yeah, it's really interesting, too, when you start thinking about, I mean, you give yourself the opportunity to think about tiebreakers. And a win tonight would go a really long way for the Bulls in that regard. But when it comes to the matchup itself, the Bulls are obviously playing great. You know, they've won with 10 out of their last 11 games. They stomped on Detroit last night. In this stretch of games that the Bulls have been in where they've been successful, what's been the thing that's been most telling to you about their success?
Well, the Bulls just get the job done, obviously, all the time. And they really, Donovan had not been pleased with their defense for a long stretch of that 9-game winning streak. And then they kind of lost to the Mavericks because it was the offensive problem in Dallas for the Bulls on Sunday night. But I think what he's been impressed by really is just how someone always seems to step up for these Bulls from night to night. I mean, you look at last night, it was an abysmal start for the Bulls against the Pistons. I think they had empty possessions on like their first five possessions or five or six there, and they were down early. And then he didn't like the matchup, how Derrick Jones Jr. was playing, and thought there was some missed opportunity there. And he puts Io in, and he kind of just sparks them in transition immediately. So I think he's liked how his team kind of adjusts in games and kind of just, you know, adjust to whatever they need to do against the opponent, whether it's offensive or defensively. Like, the Bulls can get going there in transition, and that's a staple that they're going to have every single night. Now, Billy wants the staple, obviously, to be defense as well, because I think the Bulls are up to around fourth in the NBA in offensive efficiency, and they're kind of lagging previously outside the top 10 in defensive efficiency, hopping back up after a good performance last night. But it's always something for the Bulls. You know, Zach LaVine didn't have a big game last night, but DeMar DeRozan, consistent as ever right there, and then other guys step up. So I think Billy likes just kind of the flexibility that he has in this team and really what they can do when they play small, because this Bulls team is really dangerous when they play small, and there's going to be some really tough matchups when they do play small. You look down the line against someone like Giannis and the Bucks, that could be a disaster. But usually night to night, there's a lot of teams that get torched by the Bulls when they play small, and they even have to match up and go small against the Bulls, and the Bulls feel like they have an advantage in that area.
How do you think Donovan's done with using his bench to, one, change the way that the floor looks, and two, get rest for DeMar and Vooch and Zach?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the rest thing's kind of funny, right? Because DeRozan, Zach LaVine, and Lonzo Ball are among the NBA leaders, kind of top 15 in minutes per game. So Billy Donovan does rely on starters quite a bit compared to other coaches in the NBA. But he does a good job. I think those guys are playing appropriate minutes for them. I mean, Zach and Lonzo are certainly in their physical primes of their career. DeRozan's still kind of in the back end of his prime. And I just think what Billy's done with the rotation has been really good in basically always having Zach or DeMar out there on the floor together. You know, DeMar comes off a little earlier in the first quarter, and then he'll come back and kind of finish the first quarter and lead that bench unit on the second quarter. And that's where the Bulls have just obliterated a lot of teams a lot of the time, because DeMar DeRozan's fit so well on that second unit with Io, Derrick Jones Jr., when he was a second unit guy, starting now most of the time in place of Javonte Green. And then Kobe White's been terrific lately with 8 straight games and double figures and some real big outings there, around 20 points or so. So where he's really led the Bulls. So that second unit has worked so, so well for Billy. And the Bulls, he and the Bulls did a good job identifying that early in the year. Like, DeMar's going to fit better carrying this second unit, and Zach's probably going to fit better being tied to Vooch as a pair. They're not always exact minutes, but a little bit more together in that way. So his rotations all year pretty much have been on point. And then he's been willing, like we mentioned, to adjust early in games and such, putting Io in for Derrick Jones Jr. last night early. Like, he hasn't feared doing that based just on how the game plays out early and often.
I know that you and I have had discussions about Kobe White and him being reintegrated into what it is the Bulls want to do, but I do think that it's pretty awesome that he has come back and found a space, and we are actually seeing improvement. So how would you judge the improvement? What are the things that fans need to be paying attention to in why we're seeing a better version of Coby White?
Well, we've talked a lot about the decision-making before, and I think to tie it back to an earlier point here, said Kyrie is one of the best finishers in NBA history among guards at the rim. If Coby can finish well at the rim to just have that threat off the bounce when they do close out hard on him from three-point land, like, that's a big deal because he just hasn't finished well enough at the rim in his first couple seasons in the NBA, doing a much better job of that in the last 8 or 10 games. And you've seen him go in there very aggressively at times. There are a couple buckets, you know, in the past couple games where, like, Coby goes in, you're like, oh, going up against the center, this is going to end poorly. And he has actually finished on a tough layup. So he's gotten blocked in his career way too much at the rim, but I think there's been less of that lately. So I think that's a promising sign. And defensively, you've seen some improvement from him too. I think Coby's just been a little more aware, I think done his work a little earlier in possessions as far as where he needs to be on help defense. And a lot of times that's just better attentiveness and just more rhythm with your team. You know, like, it was hard when you're out a long time with a shoulder injury and then having a COVID absence and then being thrown back in there. We talk a lot about offense, where you got to be on the floor, what your role is, but it matters on defense too. So it seems like he's just been a little bit more comfortable where to be when he's the closest man to help on the perimeter, when he might be guarding weak side in the corner and sliding over toward the rim, and meeting people away from the rim a little bit too. Like, Coby White at the rim, 2 feet from the rim, isn't much of a deterrent. But if he's 8 feet from the rim and in the way and can take a charge, something like that, that's a bigger deal. And I just feel like he's been where he needs to be on the court more often lately, which is a testament, you know, just to his work ethic, watching a lot of film and doing what the coaches kind of want him to do.
Cody Westerlund joining me here. He covers the Bulls for our staff here at The Score. What are the things that you're looking for specifically tonight?
Well, the defensive matchups against the Nets is going to be very interesting for the Bulls if the Nets are at full strength, because they weren't before. I would expect Lonzo Ball to probably get Kyrie. Javonte Green has guarded Kevin Durant in those first couple matchups quite a bit. Alex Caruso obviously started the one. I guess that was right when Javonte went out. But the first time the Bulls played the Nets, he guarded Kevin Durant a lot. And then the Bulls had Caruso last time, so a premier defender. They're probably not going to have him tonight, barring a last-second COVID negative test miracle or something. So Kevin Durant, James Harden, if they're both on the floor, just a lot of interesting defensive matchups for the Bulls. I would guess Derrick Jones Jr. has to start out on Durant, and then Zach LaVine gets James Harden probably, because he's been more of the guy to get the second-hardest perimeter matchup this season over DeMar. So there's going to be a lot of one-on-one challenges in a way. Like, the Nets love playing isolation basketball because they have three of the greatest isolation basketball players in NBA history when these guys match up one-on-one. So, like, Zach LaVine's going to be challenged and have to stop James Harden. Lonzo Ball's going to have to stop Kyrie. I'm sure Zach will end up on Kyrie quite a few times tonight. And then what can Derrick Jones Jr. do against Kevin Durant? I'm sure Io comes off the bench and gets a tough matchup, whether it's Kyrie, whether it's James Harden. I'm sure he'll be on them quite a bit tonight. But there's going to be a weak link on the Bulls' defense somewhere that the Nets are going to try to take advantage of every single time. And the Bulls are going to have to be tied together defensively, but that point of attack defense for the Bulls be spot on. Like, that's been a little subpar for the Bulls. Billy's talked about that a lot lately, with Lonzo out for a little bit in COVID and Caruso being out with COVID and now the foot injury. That hasn't been good enough for the Bulls, the point of attack defense. And if it's not really good against the Nets, they're going to get burnt and they're probably going to lose. But the Bulls have done a pretty good job the first two times against the Nets playing that point of attack defense.
Cody, as always, I appreciate you jumping on. I'm looking forward to a late night of good Bulls basketball. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep, appreciate it.
That is Cody Westerlund, who covers the Bulls for us here at The Score. He's terrific. I was watching the post game last night, and you look at the line of Zach LaVine, and it's 10-9-7. Zach's probably a guy that's going back to the All-Star game this year. He's over a 20-point scorer in games. I do think that in some ways there are some sacrifices that he's made to his game, which I think make the Bulls better off overall. Billy Donovan spoke to that last night. Check out what he said.
He is the ultimate team guy, Sam. I mean, he really is. He just tries to play the right way. You know, and I think he realizes probably a little bit more help around him. You know, maybe he has had with scoring, you know, with Vooch and DeMar. But he just plays the right way. He's really a great teammate. He's a great guy. He wants to win. He wants to do the right things. And, you know, I just got a lot of respect and admiration for the way he approaches it, you know, every day, just professionally. He's great to work with. He's great to be around. And I think a game like today, to your point, speaks to me of his greatness, you know, of a player. Because you're right. He can go hunt shots. He can go anytime he wants to. But he really is very, very much invested in winning. He's very much invested in the team. And he wants to do things that are going to be sustainable over a long period of time. And you know, I think it's very admirable to me the way he played tonight to what you just said. You know, it was a game where, you know what, like he just kind of stayed in it. I thought he was aggressive. I thought he was decisive. He took his pick shots. But you know what? We ended up scoring 133 points tonight. He didn't score a lot of them. But you know, all he cares about is the team doing well. And I just really, really respect that. And I think for a good portion of his career, you know, maybe there's been some teams that he's been on that maybe haven't been quite good enough to win. But since I've been here in Chicago with him, like that's really important to him. I mean, he really, really, really wants to win, and whatever he's got to do to help the team win, he'll do. And, you know, if it's playing defense, if it's blocking a shot, if it's grabbing a rebound, like he really, really is invested in trying to figure out how he can help the team. And I thought tonight he didn't have a great scoring night, but I thought the way he played inside the framework of, you know what, everything's kind of going well offensively. We're in a really good flow and rhythm and things are going well. And you know what, I'm okay with that. And he's an incredibly, incredibly free elite of a scorer that he is. He's incredibly unselfish because he can shoot it every time and probably get a good look.
Like you say, you were here last year, and it's kind of interesting narrative. You were here last year. I know you know that.
Yeah. No, I didn't hear what you said to begin with.
You know, narrative with Zach up until this year has been, well, he's just a scorer. He's an empty basket scorer. You know, isn't that you find ironic that, you know, what
he's
you
not,
see there.
He's not. He's not that. I mean, the unfortunate part is, like, listen, there's things that all these guys have to get better, you know, at, I think, as players. And I think Zach will say, like, everybody's journey is a little bit different, you know, in their life. You know, some guys, you know, everybody I think gets better, but, you know, guys figure out different things at different points in time. And, you know, he is as great of a guy as you can imagine being around. And I know people see the athleticism and the running and the shooting and the talent, the skill, but like people have no idea what kind of guy this guy is. They have no idea what kind of person he is. He has no idea how unselfish he is, how important his teammates are, how much he wants to win. And I don't agree that, you know, maybe some of the stats had looked like that in the past, but listen, he's had to learn too, you know, with all the talent that he's been blessed with. I give him a lot of credit that he's saying, okay, you know, he could sit there and say, listen, just give me the ball and let me play. Like he really wants to figure out like, all right, how do I fit in with these guys? What can I do to make the group better? How do I get them better? You know, how can I help Vooch? How can I help DeMar? And I think it really speaks volumes to who he is. I don't necessarily think maybe in the past with some of the teams, maybe the points can be viewed as meaningless because they didn't win, but that's not really a reflection on him. It is really, really important. And he'll like just being around him for a year and a half right now. I've seen a side of him from the beginning that is, you know, he really, really wants to win. It's really incredibly important to him.
That's 4 minutes of Billy Donovan talking about the things that are important to Zach LaVine. And I do think that there are going to be games where Zach might have to go out and score 30, 35 points. There are also going to be games like last night where he doesn't have to force it. And learning that part of it is significant. Learning that this is a game that we're going to win and I can be 10-9-7. I can draw defenses and kick it out. I can just go rebound today because the rest of the guys got it from a scoring point. And then there are going to be those days where Zach has 30, DeMar has 30, Vooch has 20. There are going to be those games where those guys have to do that. I love seeing that this is part of the maturation of Zach LaVine, who he's an old player, but a young person. And now he's being given the opportunity to play on a team that's winning. And you start to learn that you don't have to be Superman all the time. And it's great. It's great to see that they can play that style and that he can be comfortable with everyone else is eating today. So I ain't got to eat. They all eating. Everything's totally fine. It's good. It's really, really good. I'm very much looking forward to tonight's game against the Nets. Very much looking forward to checking out how the Bulls match up against that squad, which we expect will probably be full at full strength. And saying at full strength right now in the NBA is very weird because it changes from hour to hour. Another thing I like to point out, you know how we often talk about media, and you know, last week I was telling you about the idea of in-house media versus independent media. I don't think anyone in the country does in-house media better than Sam Smith. What I mean is he hasn't lost his independence. The Bulls don't force him into – I don't think that they would. I think Sam would just be like, I'm out. But they don't force him into a position where everything he writes has to be a PR piece. He actually asks hard questions in press conferences. So it's like sometimes when you have in-house reporters, they feel like I've got to make things look great for the team. Sam doesn't really do that. And over the last couple of years, he's been very critical of the way things have gone. And I think that he's earned so much respect throughout his career that no one would dare tell him how to do his job. But if you're looking for a way that looks appropriate, this is how it's supposed to look. That you're supposed to have someone there that's respected. You're supposed to have someone there that understands the content, like what it is that they're watching. And if you click on to ChicagoBulls.com, you feel like you're getting it straight from Sam Smith. And so kudos to the Bulls as an organization for understanding that not everything has to be PR. And everyone kind of knows where lines are and what not to cross. But having a guy like Sam Smith there to be able to chronicle and tell the story without seeming like he is just selling you seashells and balloons, it's pretty great. Back after this on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
I saw when this story posted last night, I was up cackling about what was happening at the Florida Panthers game with Kodak Black, and the Tribune sent out Dan Wiederer's story that was going to be in the paper version today, Wednesday. I get the paper delivered. I'm a fan of that. I've really enjoyed, I started doing it, I guess, like 6 months ago. I really enjoy like getting the paper again. I know it means that I'm old, but I'm okay with that. And it also is great for me because then I could just have the paper copy if there's something that I really want to bring back to the show. Wiederer wrote a piece about Bill Polian and what it said. Well, he did like an overarching piece about the Bears and what happened on Monday, but specifically them bringing in Bill Polian and trying to get to the bottom of when they brought him in, why they brought him in, and whether or not people knew that Bill Polian was kind of acting as a shadow puppet master for the Bears as a franchise. So I want to read you some of this, and the whole thing is worth your time. I believe in paying for really good media, and honestly, I'm so happy. Herbie, I brought this up a couple weeks ago. I'm sure there was something that Bigsy had written, and I was saying how it's worth it. Like, if you're just a Bears fan, the Tribune subscription is worth it for Bigsy, Wiederer, and Kane. Like, if that's all you care about, if you don't care about any of the other things, the price that you would pay for a yearly subscription, whether it's digital or the print version, is worth it just for that. And someone texted me and said, you know what? You made a lot of sense in your pitch. I wanted access to all of that Bear stuff, and now I have it, and I'm really happy that I did.
Yeah, it's pennies on the dollar.
Yes.
And also you're paying for good journalism.
Yes.
You keep journalism alive. You know, I know it's in this internet era that we're like, oh man, I got a article that I can click and the paywall's there. Son of a bitch. But you should. You should want to do that. We see the success of The Athletic.
Right.
Bought by a media company. I'm glad that media company, New York Times, is not going to be interfering with The Athletic and their independence there. So it's very worth your time. I go for Illini Inquirer, like with Jeremy Warner.
Absolutely.
I pay those people because I want to know about the Illini, and I also want to support good people. So you should want to support these people out there at the Tribune, the Sun-Times, any of them, Daily Herald.
Right.
Southtown.
But all I'm saying is that like I wanted to make it very specific for our listener. Of course the Sun-Times and the Tribune have incredible coverage of everything, both locally and nationally. But specifically for the Score listener, if you just want Bear stuff, you want to make sure that you can get the stuff that Brad Biggs is talking about with Mully and Haw. You've got it. Same thing with the Sun-Times. I got the digital subscription, and I like that they have the reader, the digital reader that looks like the paper. I want to read, after Potsy gave us that performance in that press conference, you damn right I want to read what he wrote about the experience.
And their collection of Bears writers,
yes,
also great. We're going to have one on tomorrow, 1 o'clock, in Jason Leisure.
Leisure, Potsy, and Finley. Pretty great. All I'm saying is you get a lot of cool stuff for free here, and we appreciate that. But if you're a Bears fan, especially now, is the Tribune cutting me a check for this? They aren't, right? Damn it. Then don't, no, I'm just kidding. Completely, like, go get it. And I get the paper because it's easier on your eyes as you get older. Something to consider. Reading it Reading online does damage. Reading the paper like an old geezer like me, great for my eyesight. That's right. I haven't had to make a backwards move on my prescription in years. All because of newspapers and books. By the way, read Dawn Turner's Three Girls from Bronzeville book. It's really good. She's my guest on House of L this week. Anyway, back to the Bears. Wiederer in the Tribune wrote this about Bill Polian being added to the mix up at Hallis Hall. He writes, Polian wasn't the only independent advisor they reached out to, just the only one they're comfortable revealing given his leading role in the new search party. Yet, Polian isn't only steering the hunt for a new GM and new coach. He was also influential in the franchise's decision to pull the plug on the Pace Nagy union. At some point this season, Polian's overview of the Bears' struggles became valued research that McCaskey and Phillips used in concluding how to attach ramifications to the team's fifth double-digit loss season in the last 8 years. Sidebar. As I've stated on multiple occasions, as other Bears experts have stated on multiple occasions, and as Dan Durkin stated earlier today, if you needed someone to come in from outside to tell you that the Pace Nagy thing wasn't working, shame on you. Here's a quote from McCaskey from the press conference. We asked Bill to help us in evaluating our GM and head coach and in helping us make a decision to retain or replace. And if we move to a replacement situation, to help us in our search to find replacement. Close quote. Wiederer goes on to write, that seemingly small disclosure that Polian was needed to help the Bears maneuver past the retain or replace fork in the road was notable for several reasons. For starters, it was the latest admission from McCaskey that his trust in his own football judgment remains minimal. That's a great line. Startling for a leader heading into his 12th season as a chairman and now with the heightened responsibility of having final say on hiring of a general manager as well as performing regular performance reviews of the GM. In a more damning quote Monday, McCaskey offered this self-deprecating review of his credentials. Quote, well, I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator. Close quote. Perhaps more bothersome, though, to at least a handful of folks inside Hallis Hall was the surprising divulgence that Polian had been in the shadows for a big chunk of this season, evaluating the team's future for men who called him out of the blue for assistance. That is outstanding. By Dan Wiederer. The whole thing is very involved and takes you in a bunch of different directions. As I've said before, and I'll say again, get your subscriptions to the Tribune and the Sun-Times if you're a Bears fan, because there's some really good analysis being done by both of the papers, and Wiederer's stuff has been phenomenal, whether it was his breakdown of how the 2017 draft went sideways, his breakdown of how the Bears organizationally work, worth your time and a little bit of your cash. But yeah, it does raise some interesting things. They out here bringing in people in the dark. I wonder if Ryan Pace knew that he was being followed. Ryan, the calls are coming from inside the house to Bill Polian's house. And then he's coming to your house and watching you do all the things that you do and taking notes.
And that's contrary to what he said last time where Ryan is the football guy. That's who we go to get football information from. Like you and Dan have said, it's shameful that he can't pull triggers on Ryan Pace just by looking at the games. Like, yes, this guy has not done the job that we paid him for 7 years ago.
Look at the record.
He needs to leave. And yes, I'll consult Bill Polian, and whatever he says, I'll take that with a grain of salt and then move forward because I'm the GD owner of the Bears. And this has been my only thing I've done in my life. I know he's got a Juris Doctor from Arizona State, but this is his thing. He should only care about improving the Bears and making them great. Because now, like, think of the McCaskey name. The legacy going down is going to be poor. When they sell this team, everybody's going to think about, man, that McCaskey era sucked. And then the next guy's going to take it to the next level. Because it's such an easy, man, the Bears, you look at all the fans here. You got this big plot in Arlington Heights. It's such an easy job just to say, I got nothing else to do. I'm George McCaskey. You know what? Let me study some football. Let me learn the game. Let me enjoy watching the game, but learn it so when it's time to make a move, I can make it intelligently.
You know who could help you out in that regard?
Nah, he doesn't want to.
It can help you out if you actually talk to players without worrying about a conflict of interest because they happen to work in the media. Well, here's how you could stop that. Here's how you could do it. You could pay them.
$15 an hour?
Definitely not $15 an hour. Definitely not minimum wage for Olin Krutz's expertise. Like, come on. Like, seriously. Can I make a full disclosure? I don't think Olin would be mad if I said this. Olin asked me to listen to his podcast, which I think is the best Bears podcast that there is. The No Name Bears podcast with him and Jason McKee. It's incredible. I also do a Bears podcast, so that's a very hard admission for me that my podcast is not the best. His is. And so I said, yeah, I occasionally do some consulting. I help people launch podcasts, like all sorts of stuff. And he said, what can I pay you for your time? And I was like, Olin, come on. You've been so good to me. You don't have to pay me. I literally sent him an invoice saying, don't pay me. And he paid me. Because he understands that my time is valuable. Just like his time is valuable. And so to go from that to them saying, all that time that you spent going to Pro Bowls, can you come up here and talk with our guys for $15 an hour? Come on, man. But that's neither here nor there. What is, though, is this idea of that there's a conflict of interest, which you can clear up by why not paying those guys what they're making to be in media circles to come work with you. Or you can stop treating the players like they're not capable of understanding and navigating the conflict of interest because you clearly don't care about Bill Polian's conflict of interest. And you clearly don't care that once his consulting is done, it's done. Like with Ernie Accorsi, who came in and gave you directions on what to do and then went to go work for a division rival. At this point, the players aren't doing that. Back after this on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Just heard that John Lester is going to join the Parkins and Spiegel show at 2:05, so I better make this quick. Last night, as I was giggling about all of the stuff with Kodak Black at the Panthers game, I was alerted by Herbie that something crazy was going on with Loyola Valpo. So I switched over to CBS Sports Network and watched the overtime and the double overtime of that game. It was insane. It really, really was. You know, Loyola overall is still really good. Even without Porter, like, they are doing really well. So they won last night in double OT to move to 12-2. They won the game 81-74. Brayden Norris went wild in the second overtime. Hit three threes. It was back and forth. The game was completely drunk, and it was very enjoyable to watch. He ends up with 23 points, 4 assists, 5 for 9 shooting, 3 for 3 in the double OT. That wasn't the only game where good things were happening. Our guy Jeremy Warner said that he expected Illinois to be ranked. They are. And they've won 10 out of their last 11. They're now the number 25 team in the country. They scored 50 points in the second half versus Nebraska last night. And they ended up winning 81-71. Trent Frazier with 29 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals. Kofi with an 8th straight double-double, 16 points and 13 rebounds for him. Since conference play started, my Blue Demon's not very good, which is what we all feared going into January. But that doesn't mean that local college basketball is in a bad state. Loyola, as good as they ever were, and Illinois, going to be moving up in the top 25. They are very, very good. I will talk with Parkins and Spiegel next. John Lester will join them at 2:05 here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.